From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Ji Abili reporting. President Donald Trump is canceling the last administration's agreement with Cuba. President Donald Trump has begun undoing some parts of his predecessor's historic opening to the island country. New measures include tightening restrictions on tourism travel and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuban military and intelligence services. A Cuban military conglomerate is estimated to control more than half the country's economy. In a speech in Miami's Little Havana district, Trump said he took steps toward fulfilling a campaign promise that helped him win last November's election in Florida, where the Cuban-American vote was instrumental in pushing him over the top. President Trump continued a campaign on Twitter Friday against the investigations into possible links between his campaign and Russia. Trump stated he's being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told him to fire the FBI director. He claimed it's a witch hunt. It was unclear whether the president was referring to Special Counsel Robert Mueller or Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Fred Wertheimer is president and CEO of the nonpartisan group Democracy 21.
This has been a major development in the investigation. But all signs are that the investigation of whether the president was obstructing justice began even before Mueller was there. The reports indicate that shortly after Comey was fired, an investigation was opened into whether the president had obstructed justice.
The latest social media outburst by the president on his personal Twitter account came after a Washington Post report that Mueller is looking into the financial transactions of Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. He serves as a senior advisor to the president. Helmut Kohl, the former German chancellor credited with forging the reunification of East and West Germany in 1990, has died at age 87. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Friday, "A life has ended and he who lived it will go down in history. It will take some time before we realize what we have truly lost." Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who backed Kohl's effort to push through a speedy reunification when the opportunity presented itself, said Friday that Kohl was a true friend of freedom and the man I consider one of the greatest leaders in post-war Europe. The online retail giant Amazon is buying grocery chain Whole Foods in a deal worth $13.7 billion. Whole Foods Market was founded in 1978 in Austin, Texas. It employs more than 70,000 people in the United States, Canada, and the UK. The grocer will keep its corporate office in Austin and continue to use the Whole Foods name after the sale. The deal is expected to close later this year. 22-year-old American student Otto Warmbier's five-day visit as a tourist to North Korea last year turned into a 17-month detention after authorities accused him of hostile acts against the state. Now back in the States, released early by Pyongyang, much about his imprisonment in the North remains unclear. VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports.
Wyoming, Ohio is about as far away from North Korea as you can get. But the two places are now linked by Fred Warmbier's family tragedy.
The fact that he was taken and treated this way is horrible, and it's tough to process.
Speaking to reporters as Otto Warmbier lies in a Cincinnati hospital in a condition doctors call unresponsive wakefulness, Fred Warmbier had harsh words for the North Koreans he said brutally treated his son.
We went for 15 months without a word from or about Otto. It was only a week ago that we were informed that the North Korean government now claims he was in a coma for almost all of that time.
North Korea is still holding three other American citizens. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Wyoming, Ohio.
Authorities in London say they knew where a fire started inside a London high-rise apartment building that killed at least 17 people this week. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.